How's that report coming, Charlie? A nasal voice, accompanied by a pair of eyes peering through large-lensed glasses, peeked over the cubicle wall. Oh, just great, I replied to Darren, my cubicle mate and only friend amongst the endless rows of workstations. Better hurry. You know what today is. No. I glanced at the tearaway calendar next to my monitor, and of course it read February 14th, Valentine's Day. Fuck. I hate Valentine's Day. Worst goddamn day of the year, I cursed, pushing away from my computer and throwing my arms up in disgust. Oh, come on. The assignments aren't that bad. It's easy work, just a lot of them. Yeah, maybe if our boss didn't hate me so much. Well, you did that to yourself. Plus, at least you're getting humans. I heard that Violet got stuck with monkeys last week, so it could definitely be worse. I grinned, remembering the few days Violet had come back into the office with torn-up clothes and covered in monkey shit. Yeah, that's true, but trying to inject 400-pound humans and making sure they aren't looking at a pizza isn't exactly a walk in the park. Those bastards can be heavy. It takes all my strength just to roll them onto their side. Hells, the smell alone is enough to make me gag. Which is saying something, because there's very few things that can actually cause my stomach to turn these days. But fat-ass human stank is definitely one of them. That and tequila. I grimaced at the thought. Darren rolled his eyes, then replied with a shrug. Such is the life of a Cupid. It's still bullshit and you know it, I snapped. With how few assignments you get, somehow you always manage to get the good ones. Meanwhile, I'm stuck sticking fat pigs with the equivalent of a cattle prod. Probably because you're an asshole,